It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Bernie, you look good, bro. You look good. You look good. Bernie McGurk, he exits the studio, and we'll meet today's contestant out of Park Ridge, New Jersey. His name is Chris, retired high school teacher. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Glad to have you. Now, where's Park Ridge exactly, next to what town that I may have heard of?
It's by Montvale, about 2 miles south of Pearl River, New York.
Of course. Oh, so you're by, like, Montvale.
Yeah, next door.
Ah, sure. Well, yeah, because you're right there by Spring Valley and Pearl River. It's a very nice area.
You got it.
Ah, there you go. All right, Chris, welcome to today's game. And here's your first question. In May of 1607, Captain John Smith arrived at the Virginia site where he would help establish what settlement?
Jamestown.
You're the man. You're the man. Did you teach history, by the way, in high school? What was your course of study?
Yes, I did.
Look at you. In the 1980s, presidential candidates courted working-class voters who were called what term that combined a president and his opposing party?
Reagan Democrat.
Oh, you are too good. In 1899, the Senate ratified the Treaty of Paris, ending what war?
The Spanish-American War.
Chris is no joke, bro. Are you handsome, too, or not really?
Yeah, I am.
Son of a gun. Look at this guy. He's smart. He's handsome. He lives by Montvale. He's got the world by the balls. And he's going to win today. Here's number four.
And a beautiful wife.
And a beautiful wife. Look at this guy.
Smart man.
My man. Who is the anchor of... is she listening right now?
Yes, she is.
Oh, you're so in tonight. Who is the anchor...
Yeah, he's listening.
...of a CNN show, which is sometimes shortened and referred to as AC360?
Anderson Cooper.
Oh, my God. What nickname is shared by the 1st United States Volunteer Cavalry of the Spanish-American War and the rapper DMX's record label?
I should know this. My grandfather was in the Spanish-American War. Eesh. Can you say it again?
No. The answer is Rough Riders.
Well,
but you were brilliant. Right. You did really well, Chris. Really well. And I don't think Bernie's going to beat you today. I really don't. So let's see what Bernie does. I don't know. I think you're going to win. Hold on. Let's get... by the way, where you live, I've been told here, by my buddy Mike Sullivan, Mr. Brennan and Carr, best roast beef in the country in Brooklyn. He says that Park Ridge is where James Gandolfini is from.
Absolutely. We have James Gandolfini Way. And he went to Park Ridge High School.
How about that? And then he went to Rutgers, of course. So there you go. You're right, Mike Sullivan.
And then he was on The Sopranos.
Yes, he was.
Heard about that, right?
God rest his soul. All right, you got to get all five to beat this guy. This guy's smart and a good guy, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
In May of 1607, Captain John Smith arrived at the Virginia site where he would help establish what settlement?
Virginia.
1607.
Yeah. I'd say Jamestown.
You're right. In the 1980s, presidential candidates courted working-class voters who were called what term that combined a president and his opposing party?
A president, who courted them?
In the 1980s, presidential candidates courted working-class workers who were called what term that combined a president and his opposing party? You got this right, Chris.
I believe you're going for Blue Dog Democrats, but it combined a president.
Yeah. I need an answer.
Yeah.
Blue Dog Democrats?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax, you'll be Jesus.
Well, look Reagan up, Democrats.
Look up Blue Dog Democrats, and you'll see it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, but he said combined a president and his opposing party.
Yeah, but
the president has to be Reagan, not Blue Dog.
Let me just... respectfully say that Blue Dog Democrats was the much more used phrase
than
Reagan Democrats.
Right, you still got it wrong. So now you have to get all three right just to tie, okay?
Reagan was a Democrat.
He'll keep going. He's just a complete psycho.
Like in the 50s. Did you give this guy any hints?
I can see him walking up on stage and beating up Sajak.
Just look up Blue Dog. Anybody listening to me that knows
his name. But Chris got this right away. I don't understand.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. And... God, you are funny. In 1899, Bernie, the Senate ratified the Treaty of Paris, ending what war?
That would be the Spanish-American War.
Who was the anchor of a CNN show, which is sometimes shortened and referred to as AC360?
That would be Andy.
That's right. Finally. You get this right, you tie, even though it's under protest again, or you lose if you don't get it right.
I'm not going to protest. Right, I'm just going to point out that Blue Dog Democrats is much more common phrase than Reagan Democrats.
Which is probably true. Probably true. He did not get this one right, this guy. Okay, that's what he got wrong. What nickname is shared by the 1st United States Volunteer Cavalry of the Spanish-American War and was also the name of late rapper DMX's record label? Share the same name.
It's got to be Dog Pound.
Wrong, you two-legged back of
Not a horrible guess. The answer, though, Rough Riders.
Rough Riders. Yeah. I should have known that.
4-3, the final score. Chris gets $100 and a coffee mug, and his wife is listening, and she's good-looking, according to Chris. What a day for you, Chris.
All right.
Hey, Chris, congratulations. Good job, man. Very good job.
Thank you.
You're a student of history, clearly.
Thanks, guys. Well, yeah, I was a retired history teacher.
Oh, retired history teacher. So, do you ever see... I'm sorry, where?
I taught in Nanuet High School and St. Raymond's High School in the Bronx. Well, two schools.
Good for you. Listen, you ever see de Blasio out there in the gym in Park Slope?
Park Ridge. I'm in Jersey.
Oh, Park Ridge.
Away from him
Park
as I can get.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. That's why you don't see him. Yeah, that explains it.
Hey, listen, great job today, Chris. Congratulations. You were a fine player. Enjoy the rest of your beautiful Wednesday and keep listening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. Been a great show. We're not done yet. We'll close it out on the phones. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.